not you. You're the wrong kind. Get out of here. Leave me alone.
Well, I'm leaving in the morning, Papa. But I don't know where to go. Yes, I'm leaving in the morning, Papa. But I don't know where to go. 'Cause the man I've been living with for 20 years, Papa, says he don't want me no more. Rather see my coffin coming, but it lurks through my back door. Rather see my
And that was Right Kind of Trouble and Lead Belly's Leavin' Blues, both taken from Ellie Wininger's new CD, The Blues Never End. You are listening to Cha-Cha-Cha and Blue here on CKUT FM 90.3 and CKUT.ca. That's where you got to go if you want to hear something again, or if you missed something and want to hear it for the first time, go to CKUT.ca. look it up in the programming and archives, find it in the handy calendar that's right there, and then just download it. We don't need access to your device. We don't need access to your photos. We don't need to know your location. We don't need to know who your friends are. We don't need to know what kind of device you got. There's no adware, malware, spyware. There's none of that. It's just an MP3. You can take it and enjoy it at your leisure. You can download 1 hour of the show. You can download 2 hours of the show. You can download them separately or together, so it's easy to do. Makes it very simple. CKUT.ca is the place you got to go. One more item on the new release deck, and here we go with Teresa James and the Rhythm Tramps. She was born and raised in Houston, Texas, and was introduced to music at an early age by her father and grandfather, who both were guitar players in old tradition. Started playing piano when she was 5, and still plays. She's a singer by many accounts, and when the SAG Singers Committee put together a group to honor composer Randy Newman, she was chosen as the soloist to perform his favorite song to him. She has recorded with Tommy Castro, Eric Burdon, Spencer Davis, Randy Newman, Leroy Parnell, Neil Diamond, Walter Trout, Stephen Bruden, J.P. Soares, and many others. She performed performed live with lots of other artists as well, including Levon Helm, Eric Burdon, Delbert McClinton, Marsha Ball, Doyle Bramhall Jr., just to name a few. And her band, the Rhythm Tramps, they're an L.A.-based act, and they, too, have just a long list of accomplishments. They've recorded with or played live with Joe Bonamassa, Keb Mo, Taj Mahal, Kenny Wayne Shepherd, Eric Burdon and the Animals, Bonnie Raitt, Delbert McClinton, Jimmy Reed, Lightning Hopkins, Jimmy Vaughn, Ellen Toussaint, B.B. King, Johnny Nash, the Dixie Chicks, Jennifer Warren, Smokey Robinson, Tom Jones, Tower of Power. And that's just a few of them. They've had their songs recorded by Paul Rogers, Eric Burdon, Bill Medley, Tommy Castro, Marsha Ball, Jennifer Magnus, and others. So, I mean, she is a highly accomplished. Her entire band is highly accomplished. She was nominated by the Blues Foundation in 2008 for Contemporary Blues Female Artist of the Year. Her last two releases, both are in store, 4-star reviews in Downbeat. And two of her previous albums have been awarded Independent Music Awards for Blues by popular vote. So we're going to listen to two tracks from her new CD. It is called Rose Colored Glasses, Volume 1. And she says it's that because she prefers optimism. She says optimism is a tonic and pessimism is poison. So we're going to listen to her do two tracks here. One of them, she got some great guests on here as well. The second track we're going to hear is a bit of blues called All You Ever Bring Me Is the Blues. And it features Johnny Lee Shell in there. But first here is Teresa James and the Rhythm Tramps with special guest Anson Funderburg and Takes One to Know One.
Same time, I was reading your lips. Say, come on and kiss me. It's mine, is yours, and what's yours in my hands. Love can lead you out of bounds, far beyond the shadow of a doubt. You and I were made to be alone with each other. It's so fine when you discover. We don't listen to rumors. We don't gossip about our friends. We were racing with the moon. Didn't think we'd win so soon. Now love is here and it's not about.
Takes one to know one. Now Carob Patties is on a fast break with Veggie Patty leading the charge. The pass is down deep to Goat Patty. Goat Patty passes baseline to Beef Patty. Beef Patty shoots from downtown at the buzzer. And bingo! It's in! It's in! Carob Patties wins the game and is now the world champions! The number one in Montreal. Come on down to 9550 Jean Milot in LaSalle for the best patties, roadies, jerk chicken, and more. Or call us at 438-387-4004. Carob Patties, the champions of Montreal.
Hey, this is Teresa James, and you're listening to Cha 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 in Blue on CKUT FM.
Sometimes just dreaming, hoping things will work out, is enough to get you through the day. Oh, but those things you're feeling, all the things you're saying, it ain't gonna work out that way. Yeah, you only call me when you're down. It's the only time I see you come around. My heart can't take it when all you do is break it. All you ever bring me is a blue. Baby, you know my weakness. We never had any secrets, and you took advantage of me every time you could. Oh, now here I lie sleepless, and you're calling me on the phone. You always seem to know when I'm alone. Yeah, you only call me when you're down. It's the only time that I ever see you come around. I know you're hurting, baby, that's why you're calling me. I know, but all you ever bring me is a blue. Don't believe what you're saying here. Our hope has disappeared and it's gone. Yeah, long gone. My heart ain't what it was, what it used to be, because of you.
Thank you.
And it was All You Ever Bring Me Is the Blues, featured Johnny Lee Shell on the guitar in there. And before that, we heard Takes One to Know One, which featured Anson Funderburk on the guitar. And that's taken from Teresa James and the Rhythm Tramps' new CD, Rose Colored Glasses, Volume 1, available now on Blue Heart Records. You are listening to Cha 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 in Blue here on CKUT FM 90.3 and CKUT.ca. We've done with the new releases. Let's go back to some old stuff now and take a look back through history and see what happened in the world of blues, jazz, and related subjects, starting with births and deaths from today on through the rest of the week. So for the 19th of September, we have a birthday for Brooke Benton, born 1931 in Camden, South Carolina. David Bromberg, born 1945 down in Philadelphia. Gene Dinwiddie, who played tenor sax in Paul Butterfield's Bigger Band, and born 1936 in Louisville, Kentucky. Brian Epstein, you remember him as the manager of the Beatles, born 1934 in Liverpool. Bill Medley of the Righteous Brothers, born 1940 in Santa Ana, California. Sorry, there's not much space in there. I think they should put a space in that. Michael Pickett, also out of Toronto, born 1950, and a great harp player and guitarist as well. Nile Rodgers, another great guitar player, born 1952 down in New York City. And the 19th marks the passing of Danny Flores, you might back in 2006. You might know him from Chuck Rio from The Champs. He's the guy who sings, who yells out tequila in the song, of course, of that name. Let's see. Also passed on that day was Charlie Booker. That's on the 20th. Now we have a birthday for Eric Gale, who played guitar behind King Curtis, among others, born 1938 in Brooklyn. And marks the passing of Charlie Booker, Sun recording artist, passed in 1989 at the age of 64. Nappy Brown also passed on that day back in 2008 at the age of 78. Guitarist Curly Weaver passed in 1962. He was 56 years old. And tenor sax legend Ben Webster passed in 1973 at the age of 64. Moving to the 21st, birthday for Jesse Ed Davis. So you know him, of course. He was one of the subjects of the film Rumble, The Indians Who Rocked the World. Played guitar with Taj Mahal. And if you just look up his Taj Mahal version of Statesboro Blues, and it was recorded before the Allman Brothers, and tell me Dwayne didn't pick some of that solo right out of Jesse Ed Davis. Moving also down the list, Chico Hamilton, born 1921 down in L.A. Blind Lemon Jefferson, born 1893 in Couchman, Texas. Eddie the Professor Lusk, born 1948 down in Chicago. Lester Kitsaw, born 1964 in Edmonton. Slam Stewart, one half of the duo of Slim and Slam, born 1914 in Englewood, New Jersey. Couple of people who passed on the 21st. We had Sammy Carr from the Jelly Roll Kings. He passed in 2009. He was 83 years old. Bo Carter, his real name, Arminter Chapman, passed in 1964. He was 71 years old. And Jaco Pastorius passed in 1987. He was 35 years old. And, of course, the culprit there, of course, was drugs. Moving to the 22nd, we have Big Twist, real name Larry Nolan. Big Twist and the Mellow Fellows, of course. Alligator recording artist, born 1937, Terre Haute, Indiana. Jim Burns, born 1948 in St. Louis, Missouri, makes his home out in the West Coast these days, and he is a Juno Award-winning blues artist. Bobby Radcliffe, born 1951, down in Washington, D.C. And a couple of people who passed on the 22nd, we had Irving Berlin, passed in 1989. He was 101 years old. And Leonard Feather passed in 1994 at the age of 80. On the 23rd, birthday for Roy Buchanan, born 1939 in Ozark, Alabama. Ray Charles, born 1930 down in Albany, Georgia. John Coltrane, born 1926 in Hamlin, North Carolina. Ben E. King, born 1938 in Henderson, North Carolina. Sun recording artist Joe Hill Lewis, born 1921 in Froggy Bottom, Tennessee. Les McCann, you remember him, compared to what? Born 1935 in Lexington, Kentucky. Fenton Robinson, born 1935 in LaFleur County, Mississippi. And Bruce Springsteen, born 1949 in Freehold, New Jersey. And Mighty Joe Young, born 1927 in Shreveport, Louisiana. Several people passed on the 23rd as well. We had Booker T passed in 1995. He was 81 years old. Gary Primage passed in 2007 at the age of 49. He died of acute heroin intoxication. Dalton Reed passed in 1994 at the age of 42. Houston Stackhouse passed in 1980. He was 69 years old. And Huari Perry Wilson, better known as U.P. Wilson, JSP recording artist, passed in 2004. He was 70 years old. Let's see. Nelson Simon's birthday on the 24th, born 1933 in Hammonds, Nova Scotia. Chick Willis, born 1934 in Cabinets, Georgia. Roosevelt Booba Barnes, born 1936 in Longwood, Mississippi. Susan Lewis, born 1955 in Shreveport, Louisiana. You might not recognize the name, but Dale Hawkins' 1957 song on Chess, Susie Q, was written about Stan Lewis's daughter, Susan. Stan Lewis, of course, the owner of seminal blues R&B gospel label Jewel, Paula, and Ron Records. Let's see, on the 25th also, Zucchero, born 1955 in Italy. And he is recognized as an Italian blues artist, but he does kind of Italian and pop and that, but I mention him because Kat Dyson is his guitar player. She's posted something that she's back touring with Zucchero in Italy right now. A couple of people who passed on the 25th, Pete Guitar Lewis passed in 1970. He was 57 years old. And violinist Stuff Smith passed in 1967. He was 58. Other events from the week, let's see, the 19th of September, 1930. Wingy Manon recorded Up the Country Blues, did that for the Champion record label. In 1960, The Twist by Hank Ballard and the Midnighters peaked at number 28 on the pop singles charts, while The Twist by Chubby Checker went all the way to number one. 1965, a concert at the Kyle Opera House in St. Louis featured Jackie Wilson, The Drifters, The Temptations, and Bobby Blue Bland. 20th September 1955, Little Willie John recorded I Need Your Love So Bad, did that for the King label in New York City, and I'll be including that in the history set. 21st September 1959, Alan Lomax first recorded the fife and drum music of the Young Family, consisting of Lonnie Young Sr. on the vocals and the bass drum, Ed Young on the fife, and Lonnie Young Jr. on the snare drum in Como, Mississippi. Let's see, it was also that day, 1959, on the 21st of September, Sleepwalk by Santo and Johnny hit number one on the pop singles charts. Not a lot of instrumental music ever did that. Let's see, 22nd of September, 1965, Little Milton recorded Things Go Better with Coke for a radio advertising campaign. Let's skip those. 24th September 1953, Howlin' Wolf was in the studio and he recorded several tunes. This was done at the Sun Studios in Memphis. They were later released on the Chess label, and among them were a couple of songs that he wrote, kind of Just My Kind, Work for Your Money, and Mama Died and Left Me. And the only personnel that they list on the in the jacket here in the Chess record box is Willie Johnson's listed as possibly on guitar, and the remainder of the personnel unknown. And we're going to go back to 1953 for that right now. And here is Howlin' Wolf and Just My Kind.
Howlin' Wolf, recorded in Memphis.
Darling, you're just my color, darling, and you're just my kind.
You keep me worried, darling, bothered all the time.
Well, you just my color, darling. Boy, you just my kind.
said, let somebody break a leg.
Pop Montreal International Music Festival is celebrating its 20th anniversary from September 22nd to 26th, 2021. 5 days of music, films, art, crafts, panels, and more, featuring Cakes Tequila, Backwash, The Besnard Lakes, The Deers, Handsome Eli, and more. Tickets on sale now at popmontreal.com.
This is Angel Forrest, and you're listening to Montreal's longest-running blues show, Cha-Cha-Cha in Blue, on CKUT-FM 90.3 and CKUT.ca.
Baby was frying some tasty fish for me. But when I opened up the door, just who you think I seen?
That man sitting at my table. He was drinking all of my good whiskey, eating all the food he was able.
Beat for my vaudeville. My old lady grabbed me by the arm. This guy jumps up from the table talking about, baby, don't be alarmed. Did all kind of cat before, but this ain't no will. Give him 5 to stay alive unless he get out of my hair.
That man
and my ooh lady. Then I begin to think. By this time, this cat jumps up and pulled another drink. Said, wait a minute, fella, what you intending to do? He said, sit down, boy, if you want to argue with me, just wait until I get through.
That man sitting at my table, he was drinking like a little whiskey, eating all the food in the table.
Suitcase, begin to pack my clothes. Where I was going, don't nobody knows. Last time my old lady said, baby, we is through. She said, now if you leave me, daddy, what am I gonna do? I said,
before sunrise, tears standing in my eyes. It's such a miserable feeling, a feeling I do despise. Seems like everybody's down on me. Seems like everyone's down on poor me. I'm gonna take my troubles, cast them in the deep blue sea. Yes, I love my baby, but my baby won't behave. Yes, I love my baby, but my baby won't behave. I'm gonna buy me a 45, put my baby in her grave.
Ellis and Stuff Smith from the album Together, and that was Blues for Janet. We heard Ray Charles from a great series called Blues and Soul Greats. That was Blues Before Sunrise. Pete Guitar Lewis before that, and Louisiana Hop. Nappy Brown and a classic from the album Don't Be Angry. That was That Man. We heard Little Willie John in the classic Need Your Love So Bad. Fenton Robinson from Chicago Blues of the 1960s. That was Say You're Leaving. Joe Hill Lewis, and that was from Black Music Originals, and Gotta Let You Go. And then the Howlin' Wolf recording from 1953 of Just My Kind. Here's what I've been able to piece together for live shows. I'll tell you, a lot of guys are not making Facebook events. You know, that's the easiest way for me to find your stuff. If you want to promote your show, make it a Facebook event. You have to create that specially. And then I'll be able to put something up about it, because in the meantime, I'm searching all over the place. I'm hardly finding anything. But here's what we got. Let's see. On Tuesday, there's going to be a Cajun Zydeco jam with Harlan Johnson from Goyen Gumbo and Les Flanards, with Antoine Larocque, who is from the Winston Band, or a pair of accordionists doing some Cajun and Zydeco music. That's going to be at Le Petit Marche, 5035 Saint-Denis Street. That's on Tuesday. On Wednesday, there's a Montreal Bluegrass League at the Bureau du Quartier. It's a strange-looking place, I tell you. It looks like an office. And it's 4715 St. Catherine East, which puts it out to the east of Pinot, like between Pinot and Vio. That's on Wednesday. On Friday, there's a great show coming up, part of Pop Montreal. And it's the country show to catch this year. You got The Fireman, you got El Coyote, Lil Andy, Katie Moore, and Sin and Swoon. All of them going to be at the Rialto. It's going to be a great, great show, so you can get out and catch that one as well. Also on Friday, Soul and Blues with Justin Saladino. This is back. It's at Café Morin in St. Adèle, also Friday. This is going to be in North Glengarry in Ontario. The Dave Devine Drum Show and Freddie Freedom Band. And Dave is doing a drum learning circle taking place at this one as well. Donations are accepted. Suggested donation of $20. On Saturday, let's see, you have a T.G. Poland Band with Mimi Blues. That's going to be at the bar Shea Rowney, 11850, Route 3035 in St. Calixte. And then on Saturday, let's see, you have the Municipality of Gore in collaboration with Argentarian Blues, bringing live music to the outdoors. You're going to have Adam Karch, Greenwoods in the Grass, and Unleaded Blues Band. And it says there will be some chairs provided just for the outdoors, and to bring your own seating if you're more comfortable doing that, or if you want to be sure you have a chair. That's all the ones I have for listings of special shows. Here's the bar rundown. Bistro Jojo, it is, of course, Sunday night, so Carlos Vega is holding court. And tomorrow, Jeannerie is in. Tuesday is Alan Springer. Wednesday, Freddie Freedom. Thursday, Marc Fecteau does a 59, followed by Joe Hell. Friday is to be announced, followed by Uncle's Groove. Saturday, Marc Fecteau is back in, followed by Matt Rock. And then on Sunday, Henri Dupré and Jean Millard, followed by La Messe Jojo with Carlos Vega. Upstairs Bar, well, there's an interesting one this week. Coming up on Thursday, the Otis Ali Blues Band. Now, I'm not sure who they are, but I think it might be remnants of Baroness Rhythm 4, because it says they have shared stage and studio with some of the greatest blues musicians of our time, such as Junior Watson, Fred Kaplan, Richard Innes, Larry Taylor, Johnny Dyer, Lazy Lester, Piano Willie. So I think those guys from Barrett and the Rhythm Four, they kind of fit that bill. I'm suspecting it may be them, but I don't know for sure. That's coming up on Thursday at the Upstairs Bar over on Mackay. Brutopia this week. Let's see. It's open mic night out to Brutopia. And then tomorrow, their trivia thing. And Friday, Bud Rice is going to be in. And Saturday, Leah Keeley. So that's it for them. Let's see. Sunday, of course, Barfly over on Saint Laurent. It's their traditional bluegrass night hosted by Matt Large and Mike Pietsma. Monda V has music through the week. They have jazz with either Sam Orsini and Leon Coupal, and blues with either Dwayne Dixon or Graham Chambers. And I think that's all I have. There's a jam at Duffy's Bar on Wednesdays. I don't know. I haven't seen anything listed for Brasserie Unix. If they continuing along, they did the first jam this week. It was reopening for a jam, so hopefully that happens. I'm not 100% sure. Let's see, you have your Peter Micah doing his shows at his place on from his Facebook page on Sundays. On Mondays, you have Patrick Hutchinson doing it, although occasionally he seems to shift over to Tuesday, depending, I guess, on his schedule. Wheel Club does Hillbilly Night every Monday night, and that's live on their Facebook page. And John Kirkhoven is offering a blues harmonica course starting on September 21st. That's Tuesday. And he's got a couple of different levels, so there's a couple of different courses you can enroll in with that. And you can go to John Kirkhoven's Facebook page to get all the listings for that. So I'm going to leave you here with a cut from Justin Saladino. As I said, you can catch him, on Friday in St. Adele doing his soul and blues. So have yourselves a great week, folks. I'll be back in again next Sunday night. Here's Justin Saladino, and this is from his live album, which I happened to be there for the recording of. And this is A Fool I'll Stay. Have a great week. I'll be back next Sunday night.
to Ill Groove Garden.
One, two, welcome once again. We are in the Ill Groove Garden, where nothing goes by the funk. I am the capital ZIP Ziplocs, representing with my brothers DJ Blaster and the closer Mystical Flex. We're hitting you with 20 minutes each of mixed music of all kinds, new stuff. And we got that local stuff. And to mark the calendar date, it is the 19th of September, 2021. Summer's coming to an end, but I hope you had a beautiful weekend. It was sunny outside. I was down actually in Ottawa for a Black Men's Style photo shoot. And then there's also a street festival. Plus, my man Anthony G was throwing it down with the Energy Squad anniversary. Man, good times. Enjoy it while you can. And speaking of good times, I don't know if you remember the last live event we had down at Esports Central downtown. Ill Groove Garden was popping with all kind of artists coming through, getting their songs played and interviews. Well, we're doing it again next week, so hit us up. If you're an artist, you want to get your music played, you want to get an interview, we're going to be connected and making it happen next week. But make sure you tune in.